Hello, dear listener. James here. Just a quick audio boo on a Saturday night. What is it? The 5th of March at 9 o'clock in the evening. All home and settled and tired and trying my best to relax. The most difficult thing to do, I guess, for me, because I'm just not used to stopping. I tend to sort of launch myself around the house. We live in a 3-bedroom townhouse, and it does involve going up and down lots of stairs, especially when I see something that's on the wrong floor. All that has to stop for 2 weeks, though, as does going to work, because I've been signed off, which is very frustrating as well, because I don't think I really got closure from what I was doing before I left. But all in all, things went successfully. I'm home with a large bag of medication, including antibiotics and things to squirt up my nose and painkillers and anti-inflammatories and all kinds of stuff, so that in the next few weeks, I'll be right as rain in theory. Right now, though, I am doing my best not to sniff. And if I sneeze, I have to sneeze with my mouth open. All sounds rather unpleasant. Thank you very much for the messages that were left in Audio Boost for me. I really do appreciate it. Audio Boost, just a fantastic community for this. It's kind of like the verbal version of Twitter, but it has that extra depth to it where you actually can hear the voice of the person who says it. And I think, unlike Twitter, which can often be short-term thoughts of people that can't easily be retracted. It's like a conversation. And so thank you very much to Yana and to Simon and Pawari. And I think Ruth put a message on Twitter as well. So thank you very much. And the Northern Bloke for all, you know, for your company and for your good wishes as well. It wasn't as clear-cut a case as I was hoping, but it's all done now and hopefully will be forgotten about in just a few weeks' time. That's the theory anyway. As long as I sort of, I guess, don't breathe through my nose. I don't know how it all works. But I think the pollution of London town had something to do with it. So yes, I have been told I've got to take it very easy, no dashing around, and it means I'm not going to be doing any rushing for the bus and probably won't be taking the children to school, Eleanor to school, during the sort of early part of next week, certainly, which has given me kind of time to do other things. One of the things planned for this evening is to tidy up my studio so I can actually finally get on with making some music. I think, as much as anything, it is the kind of the high one is at when there's so much going on at work that when you get home, you don't really have the energy. I personally don't really have the energy to sort of throw into any other discipline. But when that rug is pulled out from under you, once you finally get to your feet again, I think this is certainly from my point of view, it does kind of clear the horizons a little bit. So I'm optimistic that I won't be offered even more frustration than being able to express myself through music. The most important thing, I think, as any writer will tell you who writes books, and maybe Pawari will back me up on this, it's very interesting to hear about the editing process. A writer will tell you to write good books, you've got to read good books. And again, the same goes with music. If you want to make good music, listening to the stuff that really inspires you, getting to the depth of the arrangements and the lyrics and the content and the way it's all sort of strung together is inspiring as well. And it's quite easy to drift, certainly when you listen to Audio Boost and podcasts and speech radio the whole time, to miss out on a world of music. And I won't go into a rant about commercial local radio and the 100 or so songs they constantly play as well. A little bit of variety is the spice of life. So that's my kind of homework at the moment. I've got some books to read. I've got loads to do, lots of bits and pieces to catch up on. So one of my plans today was to make a list, which I have singularly failed to do. But I've also managed to get the children. They absolutely love Minecraft. Eleanor's still playing the Java-based free version on the internet, but Christopher's bought himself the full version where you can do crafting and stuff like that, and I think that's going to keep him distracted, certainly until Portal comes out. So it's good to have them sort of being able to get themselves busy so I can occupy myself with more creative endeavours. That's the theory. Hopefully, I might audioboo about it. But for now, thank you for listening. Have a great rest of weekend, and I shall speak to you soon. Cheerio.